Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, remember tonight, man, we'll be live at Winning Streaks. Winning Streaks tonight, you can join Brad Fanning, Brandon Kiley, and hopefully Brad has that raccoon situation taken
Bink's
care
gonna
of.
Binkley's going to be out there, too.
Binkley's going to be out there as well. Binkley will be doing his show live starting at 6 o'clock. Stop by, get 610 food specials. Remember, the beer list is absolutely second to none. You got a chance to register for prizes.
Certainly gets drunk there quite often.
Got a chance to register for prizes as well. So come on out for the huge, huge game. K-State, KU tonight. We were there the last time we hosted the March party. The last time and K-State played. Oh, boy.
Spicy chicken.
Oh, boy. That's right. I'm telling you. Oh, boy.
Always go with that spicy chicken sandwich.
Wings ain't bad either, right? Right? Come on. Talk about it. So, yeah, going out there and hang out with the boys. Brandon Kiley's out there, our newest member of the
As the best vertical at the station.
And, yep,
number
one.
I have the second best if you're just joining us.
And I was last. And Serta was sixth.
Yes. But again, I was second.
I can do better.
Man, as Spec was going through those names, I...
We're getting really...
Once he got past Serta, I was always expecting my name. When he said C-Dot at three,
you had to keep it in, dude.
Because I saw C-Dots. I was like, oh, that he got me. But no, I'm really happy. Tomorrow, 10:30, broad jump, we find out the results of the 6:10 combine. This might be a stupid question. I probably should have asked you guys this off the air. I'm embarrassed if I'm wrong. But that video that Patrick Mahomes tweeted out this weekend, out like a light, working on my no-look axe throw with Call of Duty, the commercial that he did for Call of Duty when he takes this axe and throws it across the room and turns off the light, it looks real. Is that real? Did he really do that?
I just assumed it was because it was dope.
Right, but a lot of these videos are fake, and I normally can't tell the difference. It is cool. It is cool.
Not so
much the Call of Duty. I'm not that kind of a gamer. But, I mean, the no-look throw of this axe across the room, turning off the light. He got a behind-the-scenes tour of the new Call of Duty that's apparently coming out. And, look, a lot of what Patrick Mahomes does with his free time and how he is marketing himself doesn't necessarily, it's not like he's marketing to me. And I don't think he's marketing to you either. And I really want to nip this in the bud before it becomes a thing, like it's a thing with a certain starting pitcher in this city that I feel like a little something with you. You need to, and I've brought this up to you when it comes to Tiger Woods, you need to acknowledge that 35 is knocking at the door, that a lot of these young athletes, Ron, are a different generation, right? Patrick Mahomes doesn't really remember much of Patrick Ewing, a guy that I know you just purchased his basketball jersey. Patrick Mahomes doesn't remember Patrick Ewing. You need to acknowledge, instead of looking at Patrick Mahomes as if he's going about marketing himself poorly or he comes across as annoying. What that is, I've come to grips with it. I hope you will as well after this conversation. Patrick Mahomes isn't for us. That's a different generation. That's a kid compared to us. Stop looking and judging Patrick Mahomes for being 23. about to turn 24. He's a different cat. And when you get annoyed by him, as I'm sure you did this weekend, you're just, you sound like get off my lawn kind of guy.
I don't think I don't even per se think it's him, or definitely at his age, because Deshaun Watson is very young, and I don't view the same way with him. I said this a while ago because we started to see it occurring. My thing that I feel like I can see a sense of annoyance coming from is this is nothing that's ever changed, I don't think, in life. Anytime a person gets the perception of being perfect, which is what his team is doing and is what a lot of people are participating with along with the Chiefs, they can, you know, he can play basketball. He can toss the light switch off with an axe. He can no-look passes. He could do
– That's this like, generation,
I
Ron.
I think for with him is there is a perception that he is perfect. And I think that
– That's the Instagram generation. That's the Twitter generation. Yes, it is.
I disagree.
That's your angles and the lighting. And you make yourself look and appear socially – as if you're better than what you truly are. You don't show your flaws on social media.
I think it is different with him, and I think there have been other people like this. I grew up around Jeter. Jeter is how they would try to force him to be. Tiger before Fort Lauderdale and those hookers at that Waffle House, that's how he was.
They weren't hookers. That's at least a seatbelt. I mean, they were just women. They were just women that were interested in Tiger meat.
Same timers. They were Magic Johnson was like this to paint these people in the picture of perfection, and I think that just gets to certain. It can be annoying to people at times. I don't think it is this day and age with me. I think it's the perception of how they're trying.
Tiger Woods is on your medal stand. I've never heard you get annoyed with Magic Johnson or annoyed with Derek Jeter.
The reason why
you get annoyed with Patrick Mahomes presenting himself as if he's always perfect is because he's from a different generation.
Derek Jeter was annoying. It was annoying that they were painting the picture of Derek Jeter always being perfect.
How did that happen? I don't understand what you're talking about with Derek Jeter presenting himself as always perfect. He won World Series, and that's about it. You didn't hear about his social life. That came out through the tabloids. That was it.
Dude,
What else was perfect about Derek Jeter?
These three guys. Derek Jeter, Kobe, and Tiger before Kobe and Tiger had their incidents. They were perceived as always. But when Kobe started to become thought to be weird by his teammates, I kind of thought, oh, okay, he's kind of human. That when people are built as perfect, it gets on people's nerves. John Cena, a wrestler. When people build him as being perfect, that gets on people's nerves. And when every time you turn around, and I'm sure there are people say that I'm hating, but every time you turn around, they're building that this cat can do everything. That gets annoying. It gets annoying.
If you want to continue to sound like the old man on the block, you can keep it up. But if you just come to grips with Patrick Mahomes isn't for you.
But I don't think that's
you're
fair.
You're not the fan that's going to go out and buy his jersey because the kids, your kids, and people younger than you, they love it. They eat it up.
I'm not saying that. But I don't think it's fair because you go on age. Because there are a lot of young players and young athletes that are around his age that aren't having the perception of their being perfect. Right? From his interviews, from everything. It is Manning was like that. Peyton got on people's nerves because everything was perfect with them. Sometimes that gets on people's nerves.
You're almost 35, Ron. Just
I understand. I really don't think that's fair.
That's what it sounds like. You sound like an old man that is upset that this young kid doesn't show us truly. You're not perfect.
It's not, but it's not just
for
him.
Be honest with us.
It's a game plan that they're doing. Bryce Harper is young. I'm a big fan of Bryce Harper. I'm a big fan of Cody Bellinger. They're young. But they're not also positioned to just be, we do everything right.
They're also playing baseball, so nobody cares about them.
Sure, whatever. But I watch them. So don't just say it's young. 913, run an awful take. Sure, you may believe that. But in any walk of life, if somebody is perceived to be
perfect.
You're the one perceiving them as perfect.
That gets on people's. Well, that is that is what they're pushing. You don't believe that? You don't believe they're pushing that he's perfect, he could do nothing
wrong?
But
I see through it. I understand the Instagram generation. I don't get angry at them.
It's not just a generation. They're not doing with every young player. They don't do that with Sean Watson.
Of course, there's not someone across the board. Yes, it's not absolute. But no, Deshaun Watson doesn't appear to be a part of the Instagram generation. More people are like Patrick Mahomes in that generation than are like Deshaun Watson.
Yes. Newsflash.
A lot of hate today. A lot of it.
This guy's pushing. Not hate. Just
newsflash.
People.
New AP poll just came out. Kansas slid down to number 15 after their.
How are they still in the top 15?
Their terrible loss to Texas.
Are they ranked ahead of K-State still?
K-State. Moved all the way up to number 16.
Good God.
So 15-16 matchup with a massive implication.
Yeah, K-State
tonight.
Should be ahead of them in the polls.
You can hear that game starting at pregame coverage starting at 7 right here on the set.
Yeah, they get pushed up. I know that pisses you off since you're such a Kansas hater.
It just doesn't make sense. I'm not a Kansas hater.
You have been your whole life.
Man, you are on it today.
God, man, it's sad.
Is this because you finished last in the vertical?
No.
He's going to be better about that all day.
And I'm not going to take a shot at it. It does not bother me.
I don't even want to take jabs at him about it because he's just going to be mean the rest of it.
Right. Then he'll go whatever means something to you and rip it apart, talk about how you're a virgin and I'm bald.
You guys are sad. Way to get that shout out on him that he's a virgin. He did have a great date. Coming up.
We got to address this date at some point, right?
The NFL show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.